Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks very much for the introduction, Neil. I'll try and be as lovely as I can for the day. It's my real pleasure to welcome you here this morning to the Conference on Higher Education and Schools Partnership. You'll see from the agenda we've got a fantastic lineup of speakers, and I just want to say a couple of words by way of introduction before we roll on into the sessions. It's been very well documented that this has been a particularly turbulent time for both the higher education and schools careers sectors, and there's been a great deal of change. Interestingly, a lot of that change has been focused on particularly the reforms to higher education finance. But many of us, and I suspect many of us in the room and those watching in lecture theatres and classrooms in other parts of the country, will perhaps recognise it's been the changes to some of the infrastructure that supports progression into further and higher education that perhaps has been the area of greatest controversy and perhaps hasn't had the extent to the coverage and scrutiny that many of us would have liked. It's easy to reflect on the demise of programmes like Aim Higher, the way in which funding of programmes like Connection, and indeed the funding which many 16 to 18-year-olds received in the form of the Education Maintenance Allowance has changed or in large part been completely removed, could actually have a much bigger detrimental impact on further progression than perhaps any of the changes to higher education reform. Now, it's easy to point the finger and look at the demise of those programmes and that funding. I suppose the challenge that's really been presented to practitioners in the schools, further and higher education sectors, is to think about where next, because I suspect the reason why lots of us get up in the morning is because we want to see the generation currently in school be able to fulfil their potential by getting the very best education that they can. And I suppose the emphasis really is on how we can get the most effective form of partnership, whether that's between higher education institutions and schools, and how can that be best formed and forged so that those currently in our schools can make informed decisions about what to study and where to study, and indeed what's the right route and the best route for them. And I hope that what we'll explore, and certainly what the agenda sets out, is some sector-leading examples of where there is excellent practice in place. We get a chance to listen from schools about what it is they want from higher education, but also we can get a sense of the good practice that is going on, even though it's a difficult set of circumstances in the higher education landscape. So I'm looking forward to hearing what the speakers have got to say, and I hope that you are too. A couple of quick words by way of introduction. Please, if you have phones, if you could just make sure that they're on silent. We wouldn't want any of the speakers interrupted. But that's to say that if you do, if you're of the Twitter persuasion, then the hashtag for the event is HESchools, and I'll be sitting here with the miracles of modern technology with my iPad being able to scan what you're saying. So if you want to ask a question through that way, please feel free to do so, and I can put that to the speakers when we get the chance. We'll hear from each of the speakers, and then there'll be sort of 15 or 20 minutes for questions. If there's something that's said that challenges you or you want to follow up, please take a note of that and use the opportunity to ask questions as well. The only thing that's really left for me to say at this stage is to say thank you to the event supporters up on the screen, Helloa, Neon and the Villiers Park Educational Trust.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.